Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Kom Dachshi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Kom Dachshi.
Hi everybody, good morning, François Leclerc and Paul L'Aigle.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today. You are architects in activity in Paris, France. You represent today Leclerc and Associates office, a big and well-known architecture agency in France. How many partners?
We are 80 architects and urbanists who work alongside François Leclerc, the founder partner. And we are three other partners, Anne-Claire Hébras, Charles Gallet, and I, Paul L'Aigle. We work together for almost 20 years on projects from different locations. We work in France, of course, in all the great French cities, such as Paris, Marseille, Lyon, Bordeaux, Nice, Lille, etc. And we work also in Brussels, in Belgium, in Switzerland, in Geneva, in Spain, Malaga, Bilbao.
Why Leclerc and Associates is so emblematic?
We like to work in foreign countries because we can share a different way of living the city. In fact, we are well known for our urban projects, for our reflections on territories. We have adapted our way to think urbanism and architecture to fit to new technologies, new behaviors, new needs. And the fact is that world is changing, the profession is changing, the firm is changing, so we have to reinvent our profession. In this search for innovation, we think it's very important to invite everyone at the office, at our office, to express their ideas and creativity. At our office, to develop a project is to experience sharing, freedom of expressions, openness of mind, and of course, pleasure. We try to make all our projects unique. In our projects, in the master plans we draw, we like to be close to the context. We love the context. We like to wander on the sites. We need to experiment the landscape because that's the way we design our projects, merging landscape and architecture. And we like to satisfy the individuals and the collective's needs. In all our projects, we try to articulate the ordinary and the exceptional.
Okay. You will talk about your project, Arboretum, project located in Nanterre, west suburb of Paris, France. For our listeners all over the world, could you describe this project and your approach?
Arboretum is the biggest campus made of wood ever built. It's 130,000 square meters of office buildings, throughout a great garden. It's like a little city with restaurants, shops, sports. You can walk inside, outside. You can walk in the garden, on a terrace. We just won a similar project in Geneva with similar topics of inventing a new way of work. I think we have to invent the office buildings of tomorrow because we can't still working as we worked for the last decades. Today, we must design offices for people who will be working in, not for people who will buy the buildings. Because nowadays, it's very important to make sure that the firm will be attractive for new talents. And that's the idea of our project Arboretum, to build the new way of working.
when it will be delivered?
It's an ambitious project we designed with our partners, Lenné et Roussel, and we share our vision with our clients, Wooderham and BNP Real Estate. So that it's becoming real, the construction has begun, the buildings will be achieved within less than 3 years.
Could you tell us why you have chosen Abreton for our podcast?
We have chosen to talk to you about Abreton for this podcast because at the office we used to work with wood for 20 years. And Abreton is for us the achievement of a long technical experimentation of the wood as a structural material. For 20 years, we have designed sports buildings, graduate schools, offices and residential buildings, all of them with the wood as a structural and an aesthetic material. But in France, 20 years ago, it was not as easy as today to build in wood. 20 years ago, we won a competition to design the biggest high school in Savigny-sur-Orge, a south suburb of Paris. We had proposed to build with wood because the school remained open during the construction and the wood was permitting to build without noise or dust. It was difficult to convince our client of the qualities of these materials. Thanks to an expert engineer we met, Dominique Cavi, we have been able to convince the client of the efficiency of this material. And we took a great pleasure to discover this material, which was new for us because in France, we used to build concrete buildings. So we learned to design in wood and we liked it so much that we continued thereafter. We built sport buildings for the French Ministry of Sports, other graduate schools, housing and offices. In all those projects, we have experimented new capabilities of the wood. We have innovating, we have created a new way of designing frames, and we still experiment with wood today, and we still have fun doing it. In the Arboretum project, we use cross-laminated timber, CLT, which is a floor made of wood. It's a very performant structural material. It's also a very aesthetic material. We designed the wood floor with the obsession of reveal the wood structure in order to get the wood visible. Another obsession was to get a floor without beams visible, just the ceiling in wood with a continuity inside outside for the window. And this continuity inside outside of the ceiling, it's the spirit of Arboretum. I don't know how to say the DNA of Arboretum, because in those buildings, we can walk inside, outside, on terraces with a permanent view towards the garden. It is the opposite of the big tower. From every workspace, you can go outside on a terrace, take a stair and join the garden with trees, with water, with grass. Another challenge is how to get in-house wood for such a large site. We have scheduled the building of the project so that the French factories and manufacturers have enough time to transform the wood to build floors and windows, etc. The fact is that designing wood buildings is very stimulating because there is a large place for innovation. And it's very grateful to develop low carbon building because finally, we believe it's our environmental responsibility.
Wonderful. So thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Bye-bye, everybody. And see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.